Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined once again by the District 3 representative at the United States House of Representatives. He represents Guthrie and Adair counties, David Young, joining us. David, once again, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be with you, James.
First of all, let's talk about something that's on everybody's mind, and that's the tariff trade war concerns between the United States and China. It looks like it may have alleviated itself a little bit with China pulling back a bit. Can you give us any more information on those developments?
Well, I hope the sign that China is pulling back a little bit allows them to then pull up to the table and maybe we can have some real direct negotiations. But having spent the last 2 weeks on a district work period over the Easter recess, talking to a lot of folks around the district, and they're very concerned about a trade war, particularly retaliation against agriculture, which is our lifeblood in the heartland. But at the same time, and I agree with folks, we need to make sure that we have strong, fair, and free trade agreements wherever we are, and that includes China. And so we have a very large trade deficit, as you know, with China, and we need to bridge that gap. But there's a lot of consternation and worry about the effects on agriculture and producers and the rural economy if we get into an all-out trade war.
Speaking of foreign diplomacy here, there's been some mentions by the Trump administration of Syria and the border wall and possible changes to deployment for our bravest and finest individuals. What more do you know on those developments?
Well, we know that Syria has once again committed a horrible atrocity upon their own people. I mean, these gas attacks, it's horrific. I mean, to see and just understand how there can be somebody who's so mad and evil, Assad, to do this to his own people, men, women, and children. And this happened about a year ago, and the president and his administration, with consultation with his Secretary of Defense and other advisors, gave a very swift, measured, strong response. And I expect that to happen again, because we need to make sure that we respond to these things. We can't just let them go, because if you don't do anything, these characters, Assad, Putin, the leader of Iran as well, they become emboldened, and other people become emboldened around the world to do bad things if there's no retaliation and there's no real leadership in the world to put folks like this back into their place. So I expect something to happen, measured, swift, and strong.
And then any developments as well on possibly sending troops down to the border wall?
Well, the president has talked about putting the National Guard down on the border in support services for the Border Patrol, and you know, this has happened before, under the Obama administration, under President George W. Bush's administration as well. And so it's not something new. And if the president really believes that this must happen in consultation with the governors of the states there on the border, then it should happen. And the president has that purveyance. And I expect, if it's really needed, that that's going to happen. Now, I don't know where the National Guard would be deployed from. It could be from anywhere around the United States. But it's happened before, and it's likely to happen again at some point. And we need to make sure that we have borders for a reason, right? And we need to make sure that the law is enforced.
Let's bring it on back closer to home. You introduced a bill recently about water quality research. Why don't you talk about what you're hoping to do with that?
Well, I introduced a bill called the Water Act. And what this does, it really cuts down on all the red tape that's out there. When, let's say, a land-grant university or other, like Iowa State or other groups out there, entities, apply for federal funds to do research on soil and water quality, and the red tape is so exasperating sometimes. And then at the same time, once the research gets done, there's not real clearinghouse out there to allow people to see it. So my bill, the Water and Targeted Environmental Research Act, cuts red tape, and it also harnesses the capabilities of Iowa State and other land-grant universities and entities to really get on with the research fast, and then it opens it up in a real transparent way where there's a database where everybody, farmers, producers, conservation groups, can see these innovative conservation practices and see what works in certain different topographies and soil makeups and areas, so people can see what works in certain conditions and what may not work in other certain conditions. And I think that transparency is very, very important for folks to study and share and then implement. And so this is something that I want to try to get put onto the farm bill that we expect to be introduced any time now.
David, you came out to Guthrie County for a couple of different things recently, a Farm Bureau legislative forum, as well as some office hours that were postponed due to this crazy weather that we've been having lately. Any thoughts or impressions on those and what the constituents of Guthrie County are asking you?
Well, folks were telling me about the benefits of the recent Tax Relief and Jobs Act bill and how more money is being put in their pocket to do what they want to do for their families, maybe if they have a small business and expanding that. People were talking, of course, a lot about trade and concerns with any kind of retaliation on agriculture, and at the same time wanting to make sure that we have strong and fair and free trade agreements with China or anybody else. And they're also talking about making sure that we retain the renewable fuel standard. And the EPA has been granting a bunch of waivers to what they say are small refiners who just can't handle the RFS, but we found out that one waiver was given to a company who had a profit of $1.5 billion. So we're asking the administration some tough questions, the EPA, about their waiver system and what conditions they set for themselves to give those waivers and why they give them. And we just want to make sure that the president and this administration keeps its promises on rural America and for agriculture to make sure that government is not the problem. And government gets out of the way and sticks to a real commitment to the renewable fuel standard.
David, anything else coming out of the U.S. legislature that you want to inform the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio?
Looks like this week we're going to be taking up a balanced budget amendment, and that's very, very important. Our debt is getting out of control. Both sides have been complicit in this and not really addressing this in a strong way. Iowans hate debt. People hate debt. 49 states, by state statute, have to balance their budgets, and I believe that the federal government should as well. And then as well, we're going to be doing some Internal Revenue Service accountability and reform packages. And I also have a bill called the IRS Fair Appeals Saving Taxpayers Act. Right now, it's really interesting, James. When taxpayers are in an appeals process to get their records from the IRS, they have to go through just a horrible process and a long process through the Freedom of Information Act to try to get their records for the appeals. And my bill would make sure that that information is given right away and there's no difficult navigation and there's no months to process this. And so it just requires the IRS to turn over a taxpayer's documents before the appeals process starts. That's fair. That's accountability with the IRS. And it's cooperation, and that's important for Iowa taxpayers.
All very interesting developments indeed from Washington. Once again, that's District 3 for the state of Iowa, Representative David Young joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program for his monthly conversation from D.C. David, thanks so much.
Hey, it's great. It's a pleasure.
For Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.